where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Going to play Dirk Imbrov and Brent Peterson on Mix 93. Early opportunity for Alex Patan. Cross the line, shot, and big rebound. Kicks out to the hash marks. Scooped up and held in. And a tripping call coming up against the Falcons. Score! Cliff Watson with the goal there. That was one of the goals against the Falcons earlier in the season between the Huskies and Bowling Green State University. And Michigan Tech splitting with the Falcons, winning. Was that Jamie's first shutout of the season? I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
On that Friday night and the Saturday night 3-2 loss. That was a tough loss for Michigan Tech. And but they'll be playing again. The Huskies... or Bowling Green at that time was ranked 15th. They're ranked 18th coming in to last week, and we'll see where they stand. I'm sure they're going to move up a little bit here. And I think the Huskies will remain in the top 20 in this week's USCHO.com poll. We'll find out about noon today on that. And, you know, going back to that series, Coach, it was, you know, we've had some great games with Bowling Green, especially up here.
Well, we have, and I think we're starting to create a pretty good rivalry with them as well as Minnesota State. And you know, a couple of years ago, we went down and beat Bowling Green in the regular season at their place, which was huge at the time, and then they got us back in the playoffs. So, we've got a good rivalry going. I thought the games were real good games up here earlier in the year. I thought we played well enough to win both games. I thought we played excellent, actually, and it's unfortunate, you know, the second game there with the goal, no goal, and you can see how important that those points are, you know, and that's why you have to get it right. And I think that's why at that time that we were very concerned just about how everything shook down then. But nonetheless, we're at where we are today, and you know, we got a chance to move right up with Bowling Green this weekend. So it doesn't matter whether you're home or on the road. It's interesting when you look around the league and see how well teams have done on the road. Like, you know, Bemidji, for example, I think they're 1-7-1 at home. You know, in league games, something like that. It's incredible how teams have done extremely well on the road for the most part. So, and we're one of those teams who got a good record. Lake State going into Minnesota State had not lost a league game prior to this past weekend there. I think 3-0-3 going into Minnesota State and had not lost a league game on the road, and they go in there and lose a couple. So so you never know. I think you can almost take out the home and away record, and you have to play the games. You have to play the games and find a way to win the games. And I don't think home ice advantage is what it used to be, especially in this league.
Do you have favorite buildings you like to coach in, you know, away from the McGinnis Student Ice?
Well, you know what? In our league.
Well, you have built certain buildings that you really dislike coaching in.
Oh, man.
You know, because like, I'm talking like the atmosphere, the crowd noise, or, you know, just trying to do your job.
Not really. They're all about the same. There's no one that really sticks out. You like to play the good teams. You know, Minnesota State's a good place to go into and play. I mean, you know, they're going to have a full house. You want to go into places where there's a big crowd and hostile. That's why when we went into Michigan a couple of years ago, I thought it was great going in there, you know. I mean, when Minnesota in the old WCHA or North Dakota, but I do like Duluth. That's a fun rink to play in. But in our league, Minnesota State for sure is a good rink. Bowling Green should have a good crowd, so this should be a heck of a weekend, and I hope they get a great crowd down there. And I know we'll have a big group of supporters for the Bowling Green game. And the one thing I might add is get your tickets now for Winter Carnival. I mean, they're going fast. I mean, we went through yesterday there, and there's a handful of tickets here and there left. So if you want to get in to see those games, which are going to be great games, and then I'd tell you to get your tickets. Just an early warning, because they're going fast, and you don't want to be shut out for that series.
So you just touched on the offside call here. I was able.
Well,
to
Well, I don't want to bring it
no,
up.
No, you know, I don't want to. I want to jog people's memories. Just how important these games You know, this series is coming up this weekend, and for people who remember and what happened.
To the front, back door, L'Esperance. It was stolen away, but taken out by Hannon. Turns around, takes the shot. Rebound, kick right out front.
But it did not, and it was looked back in the rule that it was an offside play. Good coaching move there, but that was just tough. And I think that hopefully the Huskies are remembering that a little bit and want to get some revenge.
Well, it's not so much about revenge, I think, Derek. It's just, you know, where we are now is we need to make up points if we want a chance to move up in the standings. And that's the bottom line, but. Here's the way it works. I mean, let's say we ended up tying that game, and it was a good goal. So you take away a point from Bowling Green, give us a point. Now we're only 2 points behind them going into the weekend instead of four. I mean, it and last year we lost out on the league title by 1 point. So a little swing like that can really make a difference. And that was my whole beef with the league office is these you better get it right, because down the road, if I got to call you, if we're out a point or something, I mean, you're really going to hear from me. I'm complaining a little bit now, but wait, and I don't think it'll get to that point. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's important. That's why I have to play every game out. And you know, we had an opportunity. There's still 4 minutes left in the game, so you know, it's not one play or one. Just like I was watching the football game yesterday, the kicker from New England misses the extra point. And, you know, they make a big deal out of it late in the game. Well, you know, and they keep showing them and whatnot. But there was so much time left in the game, and so many other things could have happened to change the outcome of that game. It's usually not that one play, especially early in the game. So similar to this, we've had a lot of hockey, and, you know, there's some a couple games we'd like to have back and here and there. And there's some games maybe we didn't play as well, but find a way to win. But there's so much that happens in between. So we can't dwell on it, and that's why I say there's not really a revenge thing in it. It's just – where our team is at now and taking care of business. And more importantly, it's coming off, you know, the second half. We played well. We played well at the GLI. We played well at the Desert Classic. We played well against Minnesota State. So it's continuing to play well so that we're playing our best hockey as we roll into March, you know, the most important time of year.
We just heard Tyler Hannon. And what can you tell us about his status right now, Coach?
Tyler will probably be, I'd say, questionable for the weekend. The next, you know, he was on the ice yesterday, so skating around and didn't look bad. But, you know, I'm not going to force him. I shouldn't say force. We're not going to hurry him, I guess, is a better word to get back in the lineup. You know, we have depth. We got through, you know, two real good games against Minnesota State without him. So, you know, we want to make sure he comes back for the stretch run, which is going to be real important. You know, as our league starts to play out, it's starting to look like a league that might be in only a one-bid league this year just because of our non-conference records. Now, there's some key non-conference games coming up. This weekend. But if we are, then whoever wins our playoff championship will get in the NCAA tournament. So it's real important that for a guy like Tyler Hannon that we make sure he's healthy and ready to go for that month-long stretch and not have any setbacks. And that's the way we're approaching everything right now, is just to be patient. We have enough players. We have good players. We'll be fine. But, yeah, when you have a leading scorer like Tyler out, it does take away some of your options. But having said that, I like how the other guys have responded, and we've had a good week of practice. And we had another player go out, got injured in practice, of all things. So here's some time off. We thought we'd get healthy. We're getting more unhealthy, actually. You know, the injuries are going up. So it doesn't look like we'll have Jake Jackson available this weekend. So, you know, between sickness and an injury, so it looks like he's going to be out for this coming weekend. So we're getting thin up front. We're getting down to the nitty gritty up front. So
the one good thing is we do have another off week coming up in a couple of weeks.
Well, we do, and that's key too. As you look forward, and that's as your coach and the coaching staff, that's what you're doing. You map out the next basically month per se, and where we're at, and what time we have off, how hard we can push the guys. Can we go to short bench, you know, the next couple of weeks? Tyler Hannon, do we need to play him? Can we give him those two weekends off, plus you get an extra week and get him ready to go? All those things, you know, come into play. So you're just trying to map everything out. And like I said, that last stretch is going to be real important. This is an important stretch here, these four games, till we get that next break. And that's how we're looking at it. We got a four-game series, basically, we're looking at. And then after that, then we'll have six games left till playoffs. So we're trying to break it down into those two segments right now and just try to get through this next four games as best we can and with the best record we can.
All right. And those games are coming up this weekend. It's Michigan Tech at Bowling Green.